So thanks for attending the special council meeting, 30th of March 2017. I open the council meeting at 5:30 and in doing so acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gurriata people, and recognise the contributions of Gurriata elders past, present and future in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Thank you. Item 3, recordance of attendance 3.1. And we have Deputy Mayor Troy Melville and Councillor Lincoln Tubbo not at the table. 3.2, apologies, there are nil. 3.3, approved leave of absence, there is nil. 3.4, disclosures of interest. Councillors, do I have any disclosures? There is nil. Item 4, attendance by telephone, instantaneous communications. I have two requests for Deputy Mayor Troy Melville and Councillor Lincoln Tubbo to phone in. Do I have a mover in that motion? Move Councillor Hooper. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Whitwell, seconder. Do I have any against? The motion's passed 6-0. Can we have Councillor Tubbo and Deputy Mayor called up?
Jim Tarvo's number, aren't you?
Yes.
Are you going to use my phone?
Yeah, we'll probably put one on yours.
Hey Troy, it's Mayor Blanco here. The council's voted unanimously to have you in on the telephone hookup. And just wait for one sec because we are calling Councillor Tubbo as well.
Hi, yes, no worries. Thank you.
That's his number there. Lincoln, it's Mayor Blanco. Yep. Okay. Well, the council has voted unanimously to have you in on a phone link up. Can we just be clear, Councillors Tubbo and Deputy Mayor, that you'll have to speak when the vote comes so we know whether you're for and against.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. We'll move on to item 5, public time. This meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute taken purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give your permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with section 6.16 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public always are also reminded that in accordance with section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not in use during the meeting. In accordance with section 673 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the completed form in the tray provided. So as I say all the time, if you would like to follow the agenda on your phones or tablets, I have no problem with that. So, okay. So 5.1, public question time. I'll open public question time at 5:26. And request if there's any public questions. No? Thank you. As there's only two members of the public in the gallery and there is no questions, I close public question time at 5:27 and open 5.2 public statement time. Open public statement time at 5:27. Do I have any public statements from the gallery? There is no public statements from the gallery. So I'll close public statement time at 5:28. Item 6, questions from members without notice. Councillor Gillingham.
No, thank you, Mayor Bunker.
Councillor Hooper.
Thank you.
Councillor Arif.
Yes, I do. Can I just ask why? What was the urgency of having this special council meeting? Why couldn't it wait till the next meeting?
But the reason is that it would take another month before, so it's another 3 weeks, 4 weeks before we are able to consider the item. We have been waiting for a director for director of Works and Services for quite some time, and it would put us back a couple of months. So to speed things up and to ensure that we have qualified. Good director in that position, so we can move forward quickly. We've called a special council meeting. Would you like to add anything to that,
no.
CEO? Okay. Councillor Newbury.
No.
Councillor Whitwell.
No.
Okay. Thank you, councillors. Item 7: declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Can I have a show of hands, please?
My hand's in the air, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Deputy.
Same one.
Thank you, Councillor. Motion is passed 8-0. The disclaimer: members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Item 8, 8.1 Corporate Services, 8.11. Amended Policy 3-007, Senior Employees and Appointing Acting Chief... Oh, okay. Oh, and appointing Acting Chief Executive Officer. with the officer's recommendation on page 8. So do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Arif. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Deputy?
No, I'm for the motion, thank you.
Councillor Tarbo?
I'm also for the motion.
Thank you. The motion is passed 8-0. Item 9. Matters for which the meeting may be closed, confidential matters. 9.1, the endorsement of the appointment of the Director of Corporate Services. So can I have a mover to go into confidence? Move. One blank. Move Councillor Newbury. Director of Infrastructure.
That's right.
Is that the updated version, is it?
Yes, just because of the agenda here.
Yes, I know that
was
wrong.
One.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I have a mover in Councillor Newbury. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Deputy Mayor?
No, I'm for the motion and moving the confidence. Thank you.
Councillor Tarvo?
Yep, I agree.
Unanimous decision to move into confidence. It's 8-0. Members of the public, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave as we need to discuss a confidential matter. Thank you. Item 10, closure. 10.1, date. Oh, hang on. Do I have a mover to come out of confidence? Move Councillor Gillingham. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Hooper is seconded. And do I have any against? Deputy?
Not against, I'm for that one. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Tarvo?
Also for.
Thank you. The motion is passed 8-0. Item 10, closure. 10.1, date of next meeting. The next ordinary meeting of council will be held on Wednesday, the 26th of April 2017, commencing at 5:30, with the public agenda briefing being held on Wednesday, the 19th of April 2017, commencing at 5:30. So, members of the public, the item to endorse the appointment of the Director of Infrastructure and Town Services was passed unanimously by Council. So, I'll close the meeting at 5:44.